We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we did the thing yesterday with the superhero draft in terms of, because there was a glitch in Madden. Okay. And what the glitch was, Le'Veon Bell somehow teleported 50 yards down the field. It led us into this whole conversation about, if a superhero was in the NFL, would they legislate against them with rules and whatnot? I had this debate last night with my wife and kids at dinner. And Superman, Flash, and the Hulk were the most common people by far. But there was another glitch in the game. Okay, so apparently Madden 19 has a few glitches. And this is not so much a glitch. It's just a clear oversight by the makers of the game.
I think it's hilarious.
And we have it here in audio form.
EA Sports coverage of the NFL takes us to the Mission Valley area of beautiful San Diego, California.
Who is that? Kevin Burkhardt's now the voice of Madden? Wow, congratulations to Kevin Burkhardt. That's a huge gig for him.
That is.
Now, they don't play in San Diego. They play in Los Angeles.
In a soccer stadium that doesn't even sell out.
In case you guys hadn't heard the news, the Chargers moved to L.A. from San Diego about a year ago. Now, that's not like some sort of a classic mode. Like, we're playing the Baltimore Colts against the old St. Louis Cardinals, right? That's meant to be Los Angeles, and they mistakenly said San Diego, right? Am I right about that? Okay, good. Now, most people, and I think even a lot of people live in Los Angeles, would tell you that the Chargers should still be playing in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. The fans are pissed.
I mean, nobody went to the games last year in San Diego or in Los Angeles. Like you said, it's a soccer stadium.
Like 40,000.
The fans who did go were all fans usually of the other team. A lot of Philly fans would go. A lot of New York fans would go if those teams played out there. Not a lot of San Diego fans. So we're going to give you a massive... You know how like when you cut and paste something or type something on Microsoft Word and then you can edit, you can undo the typing?
Yep.
You know how like you have a giant eraser and you can erase something? Basically, we're going to give you an undo for something that's happened in sports in the last 10 years. And I think a very logical one is take the Chargers and put them back in San Diego.
Absolutely.
Which is where they belong. This is where they're best. There's a huge fan base down there. I know Mr. Spanos didn't get a stadium deal he wanted or whatever, but the fact of the matter is, much like the Browns belong in Cleveland, the Chargers belong in San Diego. Period. The end. Okay?
I agree.
So, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Along those lines, give us another redo, reboot, undo of something that's happened in sports. And I'm not saying like, I would have Villanova not win the national championship. No, we're not talking about like an actual event. We're talking about a decision that was made by somebody. Go ahead and undo that decision. Okay? Not a result on the field. We're talking essentially, I guess, a result off the field.
Max Scherzer stays in Detroit. That's mine.
Who do you put that on?
Probably Boris, his agent, but...
Boris? No, it's either Max or it's Mr.
I think Boris got into his head because they offered him what he wanted.
Right.
Oh, but it's not enough anymore. If I had to decide between Illich and Scherzer, I'd put it on Scherzer. But I, you keep Scherzer here, the Tigers might win the World Series. He's still to this day, and I think he said it last year and the year before, says that 2013 team, and I know David Price has said this too, was the best team he's ever been on.
David Price wasn't on that team.
What am I thinking about?
Price came in 2014.
Okay,
the 2013 was a damn good team.
Yeah, someone else that was on the 2013 team that said it's not here anymore, that said it was the best team they've ever been on. I know Scherzer said it twice.
Okay, but you know who would disagree with that?
Jim Leland?
No. I'm saying you know who would disagree with what you just said?
Who?
Max Scherzer. It's worked out great for Max. I mean, he's an all-star starter, Cy Young Award winner. He made a ton of money. I'm talking more about like, I think it's bad for, I don't think Max leaving Detroit was bad for Detroit. It was bad for the Tigers. I don't think it was bad for sports. I think the Chargers playing in LA is bad for sports.
All right.
248-539-9797. What would you undo in sports? Craig, I got to say, I feel like Valenti here. I've done a bad job today. I sold the topic wrong. I tried to explain it, and I obviously didn't explain it correctly. So bad job by me. Just bad job.
I thought you did a good job.
No, you didn't, because you got it wrong, too.
Yeah, in your eyes, I did.
No, in all eyes. Greg, do you get what I'm trying to go after here? Like, for example, the Chargers, this is stuff that should be. I'm not saying, like, yeah, that's Max Scherzer, I wish he was still a Tiger. Well, of course I wish Max Scherzer was still a Tiger. I wish the Tigers had drafted Mike Trout. This is not like one of those, oh, boy, I wish the... I'm talking about the Chargers should be in San Diego, okay? Period, the end. The NCAA tournament should have 64 teams in it. Period, the end.
Disagree.
Okay? And here's mine. The Big Ten should have 11 teams. I'm okay with Penn State. But once they start in Nebraska, now this Maryland-Rutgers, this is an abomination. The Big Ten, like,
should the Big Ten have 10 teams?
Theoretically, it should probably have 10. But I'll take Penn State. So I'll say 11 because I'm used to it now. It's been about 25 years. But I mean, this whole like, oh, Michigan, tough loss against Michigan State. They'll try to collect themselves next week when they take on Rutgers.
78.
Screw that.
All right. I got one
the
then.
And while I'm at it, Big Ten tournament, New York City and Washington, D.C. No. This is stuff that should be, okay? Absolute should. Like, and Greg will be with you on this. When they tried to call the NCAA tournament the second and third round, when it was the first and second round, they finally realized it. Like, no, we're fixing that. We're back to the first and second round.
Or when the regions were named after the cities and not the, like, geographical destinations.
Yeah, the Atlanta region taking on the Memphis region. No.
Jamie, I do want to go one step further. Maybe it's not one step further, but it's a few steps further. About your Big Ten. The thing that I would change, I'd rewind the clock back to 1991 and go to that kind of conference alignment.
Oh, just across the country.
Yes. Pre-SEC expansion. Pre-Big 12 expansion. All
so you
that.
Got the, you're going Big 8. You're going ACC. You're going Big East. Southwest Conference was still around.
The old Southwest Conference.
Yeah. I mean, first, definitely bring back the Big East in basketball. I mean, that to me is a tragedy. Bring that back. I'm actually kind of with you on that one. Like, of all the stuff in sports that bothers people more than it bothers me, the split national championship between Washington and Colorado didn't bother me that much. Or Georgia Tech. It didn't bother me that much. We have to have the BCS. We got to create a 1-2. Okay, whatever.
The BCS was BS. We all
Are you
know
with
that.
Me now?
I'm with you now.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
And this may be because I have good friends out west. There should be a basketball team in Seattle.
Great
Sonics fans.
Now you get it.
Thank you. Well, I always got
Thanks
it.
Thanks for coming to the party.
Thanks,
That's
Jamie.
That's exactly right.
Smarm sauce.
Screw OKC. Put them back in Seattle.
Well, Oklahoma City, they deserve a team too, but not at Seattle's expense.
Yeah. The team should be
there
in
should
Seattle.
There should be a team in Seattle. They love that team.
Absolutely.
Xavier McDaniel, Sean Kemp.
Take the Hawks out of Atlanta and put them in Seattle.
Sure.
Or pick the Kings out of Sacramento and put them in Seattle. Whatever you want to do. I totally agree. That's exactly right.
Thanks, Jam Sam.
Okay.
I'm going to send you something from poopcenters.com now.
All right. Let's see if any of our callers got it right. Okay. Let's go to Dan in Wixom on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good. No, and I got it wrong. I totally didn't understand where you
It's okay.
Going. I think the refs should leave the flag on the field in Dallas when there's a pass interference call late in the fourth quarter.
Yes. And we all know that was Chris Christie that screwed over along with Pete Morelli.
Dan,
the ref.
You got it wrong, Dan. Wrong. But thanks for calling. We do appreciate it.
It's a great one.
I mean, you're right. They should. That was preposterous. They absolutely preposterous. They picked the flag up. But that's not the redo I'm talking about.
I'll take it a step further, though, just on that quick point. They do this in the CFL. You should be able to review penalties at least once a half. Same thing as a challenge flag.
I'm not opposed to that.
I really want to. If they do it in the CFL, they could freaking do it in the NFL.
Yeah. Certain ones.
Yeah. Once a half.
No, like certain. Not. I didn't say certain ones. I mean, certain ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like
you
certain
can't,
penalties. Like, I'm not going to do
false
holding.
Starts and stuff is stupid, but like a pass interference for sure.
Yeah. Pass interference. Like 15
unnecessary
yards.
Roughness.
How about
that
personal fouls?
Yes.
Personal fouls.
Certainly.
Let's see. John on a cell phone, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, John, just because I want to hear this one.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, John?
Good. I'm a Michigan fan, and I have one for you. Gary Moeller doesn't get in the argument with his wife in Southfield then he doesn't get fired. He's a great coach.
So now we're doing a totally different topic. Now we're doing sliding doors. We're doing if what would have happened, how would have time changed? No, that's not it either.
Was that at the Excalibur, by the way?
Excalibur restaurant, yes, in Southfield.
How about Gary Moeller, Saints coach of the Detroit Lions?
How about Gary Moeller? Yeah, how about Paul Nenger didn't kick the field goal? No, we're not doing do-overs like that sense. I'm saying absolutes. The Big Ten should be 11 teams or 10 teams.
10 teams. It's the Big Ten.
What if the Big Ten?
Should the Pac-12 be 16 teams?
Oh, the Pac-10 should be the Pac-10. I still hate the Pac-12.
I know.
Can't stand the Pac-12. I got one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go. The NHL should be back on ESPN.
Ooh, that's and they should have the same theme. Gary Thorne should be the lead announcer.
Yes.
One of the 100% best ever.
I mean, as far as while I'm at it, U.S. Open should be back on NBC. Golf, I'm talking about.
Yeah, Fox does a terrible job.
U.S. Open tennis should be back on CBS. Wimbledon should be back on NBC.
Wait,
should I keep going?
Yes, but I know it's on ESPN, but I think that the finals of the U.S. Open are still on CBS.
No, you're wrong.
They're not?
No, they haven't been for years, you faux tennis
fan.
No,
I'm a real tennis fan. Not for years, maybe two or three.
Yeah, two or three.
Years?
Yeah. Well, those are years, plural.
I do miss Dick Advocaat calling those. He was the best.
He's probably not going to be doing anymore.
No, Jamie, let me piggyback on that. Like, I know we like to watch every game, but there's something about the NCAA tournament only on CBS.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what game to watch.
Totally agree with you.
I love it. For some
reason,
I love it.
Totally agree with you. Totally. If you want to go to a sports bar, go to a sports bar. But you're not getting True TV and all that stuff. And while I'm at it, Barkley, Kenny the Jet, go back to the NBA.
Yeah.
I don't like all these crazy different studio teams they have. I want Greg Gumbel. I want Clark Kellogg. And I want Seth Davis.
Seth Davis.
That's it.
Sharpie.
And maybe you bring a coach in for the Final Four like Izzo or Jay Wright. Other than that, forget about
Remember about, I would say, at least 10 years ago, when before they changed it to True TV and TNT, if you were at work, you could go online and you had to like sign in and you'd be able to watch the games on your computer.
March Madness on demand.
But there was the little button that was like, safe for work mode. You could click
And
your boss would see.
It's
the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. And as long as this is Greg and I, our wheelhouse, Raftery, I'm putting with Vern for the first parts of the tournament. Then for the Final Four, I'll put him on the final team. Raft and Vern need to be back together again, in my mind.
Wait, you're saying no Jim Nance?
No, Nance is still the main guy.
Okay.
So for the first four rounds of the tournament, you know where they have all the satellite sites?
Right.
I'll have Nance and Grant Hill. They can be a team, but I'm going to have Vern and Raft. And then Raft will jump up and he'll join the main team for the Final Four. I want as much Raft as possible, but I prefer Raft with Vern.
Where does Billy Packard fit in this?
Where he belongs.
What do you mean? He was great.
Oh, I hated Billy Packard.
Oh, I loved him.
9 o'clock. Now that you have all figured out what I'm doing here, what's Paul ranting about in there, Stafford?
Paul wants to make the Tuck rule a fumble, and I'm telling him that is not what you're looking for.
Yeah, no.
That's the sliding doors thing that you're talking about.
No, yeah, he's saying what would have happened had Brady given up the fumble. Charles Woodson would be married to Gisele Bündchen.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
And the Raiders would have won 3 straight Super Bowls. Yeah.
All right, Tony's here, and John Gruden would not be coaching tonight against the Detroit Lions.
Coaching the Lions. Can we ask T.O. our question?
Do you understand the question?
Tell me the question. Again.
Where do babies come from?
Can you give us a birds and bees discussion?
The Madden game has a glitch in it, and the glitch is that the Chargers are still in San Diego,
gotcha.
Which I say the Chargers should still be in San Diego. So
I know someone who agrees with you down the hall.
Tom Jordan?
Yes.
From WWJ?
San Diego native.
That's right.
Big man. Big Charger guy.
Good man. So we're saying things like Dan says, the Sonics should still be in Seattle. And Seattle should have an NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is the Big Ten should not have Rutgers, Maryland, or Nebraska. I'll accept Penn State. Greg's trying to be a hard ass and say, no, 10 teams. It's the Big Ten. The Big E should still, things in sports that are absolute. Like they've mucked up college football so badly now.
I agree.
It's like, I hate it. I love it, but I hate it. Okay, so absolutes. Like, for example, the Lions should still have the radio station rights here, and you should still be on the sideline.
I could agree more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To Valeni. Yeah, you're welcome. Yes?
So you're asking me what, well, first of all, I would change, well, I would redo a certain Super Bowl.
No. See, now you're violating the rules, okay?
Okay. Norwood, no redos.
Norwood can't make the kick under these rules.
Hey, can I add a little something here?
Sure.
Just a way to maybe contextualize this a little bit better, Jamie.
Sure.
Think of something that literally could be remedied still right now.
Thank you.
You could go back to an 11-team Big Ten.
Thank you.
You could move to Seattle.
Right. You can move to Seattle. You can put a team in an NBA team in Seattle.
Right.
Absolutely.
You can't go back and change time.
Gotcha. Right. Exactly.
Okay.
No time travel.
Gotcha. I got it now.
Although I love time travel.
One thing that comes to mind, I would not have Maryland and Rutgers in the Big Ten.
Huh?
I would not have Maryland and Rutgers in the Big Ten.
Yeah. No. I don't think Maryland and Rutgers want to be in the Big Ten.
You know what? Maryland should be in the ACC. Rutgers should be in whatever Big East, AAC, whatever they call that. But Maryland and Rutgers should not be in the Big Ten. That's one thing I would redo right away.
Yeah.
Seattle should have an NBA team.
Okay.
That's something else I would redo.
So you're echoing all of ours.
Pretty much.
Right. He's a smart guy.
Very smart guy. Let's go to Chuck in St. Clair Shores on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. The Detroit Red Wings should be in the North Division. They should go back to the way it used to be.
Not a big fan of the Atlantic Metropolitan.
Yes, ridiculous.
At least they're back in the Eastern Conference, Chuck. Are you happy with them back? At least back in the Eastern Conference?
Yes, I am happy that they're playing Toronto, but I just think it should go back to the way it used to be with all the traditions, the Norris Division, the Patrick, you know. So
I do miss the whole Wales Campbell.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
history.
It's so nonsensical that it worked for the NHL.
That also just reminded me of something else. And Tony, you might agree with this. The Lions should play in the NFC Central, not the NFC North.
That doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
I used to love
either.
The Central.
I did too.
With the Bucks.
Yeah, but the Bucks. I mean. It's like when the Atlanta Braves were in the National League West. You know, I mean, there's certain things that just didn't work.
Oh, it's not as big of a deal as the Norris, but I like that was before the four, you know, division format in each conference, which they expanded to in 01. I liked that three division format.
Okay.
I like the four division format. I think it works a little bit better.
I don't mind. I still don't totally know them. You know what I mean? Like after all these years, gun to my head, what division are the Carolina Panthers in? I'm like, they're in the
NFC South.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking myself rhetorically.
Well, I was answering.
But you know what I'm saying. I still don't quite have a total grasp of them.
By the way, along those lines, the Oakland Raiders would not be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, well, that's...
They would stay in Oakland for perpetuity.
Yes, totally agree. Totally agree.
Oh, one of my close friends lives in Oakland. They are furious out there.
I don't blame them.
I don't either. Blame them. They love football in
there's
Oakland.
There's like, I mean, I grew up out there. I have family out there. There's like 50 or 60 people, just like Dan says. The rest couldn't care.
No, they've got great fans. That's one of the great fans. They're like Lions fans.
No,
that team was bad for a while.
No. They don't sell out.
Right, but they've got a hardcore fan base.
I agree.
A small hardcore fan base.
I don't know about small.
Trust
that stadium
me.
Sucks.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right, we have tickets to give away. A four-pack of tickets. See, the Tigers take on the St. Louis Cardinals. That's right. The Cardinals are coming to town Saturday, September 8th, and that's one of the things I would change. I'd put the Cardinals back in St. Louis. And we have tickets. If you don't win tickets, you can stop by the Lake Point Yacht Club tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. for another chance to win Tigers Cardinals tickets. And to do that, we're going to play Random Cardinal. Random Cardinal. That's right. We give you four clues. You tell us which Cardinal we're talking about. Here's clue number one. He is 42 years old. He is 42 years old. Random Cardinal. Clues 2, 3, and 4 are coming up in just a little bit. Let's go back to the phones and get Josh and McComb on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, good morning.
I was just going to say the Pistons. I mean, I have nothing against Little Caesars Arena, but the Pistons should still be in Auburn Hills.
I actually completely agree with you. And this,
I agree with you,
LCA
too.
Is a beautiful building. It was a last-minute thing, Josh. It doesn't feel right. And I feel like the Palace is still a pretty darn good building.
It is.
And they had an identity there. They have zero identity. Maybe they will someday. But they have zero identity at LCA, the Pistons. It was built for a hockey team.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. The Pistons are perfectly fine in Auburn Hills. And just like you said, the arena is beautiful. It just took all the excitement away from the Detroit Pistons.
Well, I mean, look, I to be fair, the Pistons didn't have a ton of excitement around them leading up to the end of the Palace either. So
no.
To say they don't have an identity, the LCA, the last few years of Piston basketball didn't have a hell of a lot of identity up at the Palace. I don't think it's the building necessarily. We all agree the LCA is beautiful. When they get good, that place will be packed.
Sure.
They do need to do something about the prices. We all agree on that. I agree with it in theory. I understand why they did it. I understand the appeal of downtown Detroit. My problem was just... In 2018, you know, I mean, look, they're building the arena anyway, so it's not like they're building a brand new arena, but I loved the Palace.
Me too.
Along those lines, I love the Silver Dome.
You know that the Silver Dome is, I mean, Tiger Stadium, amazing. My all-time right. favorite stadium, though, is the Silverdome.
The Silverdome. Not was, even,
it's
when
just
they,
number one.
When they left the Silverdome, and again, I know all the reasons why in terms of control of suite and modernizing the building and all that stuff, and they wanted their own building. That's fine. And Ford Field is a beautiful building. But in terms of watching football, I had much more enjoyment watching football in the Silverdome than I do at Ford Field.
Well, and listen, I agree with you. Ford Field is beautiful, but there is just the Silverdome was 74, 75, so it was getting old. But there was just something about that biggest stadium in the league. The wind, the opening, the doors getting blown all over the place. It was super loud. I loved that place. My favorite stadium.
So this topic is only what Jamie says applies and everything else is wrong. Got it. Elitist. Yes, that is the topic. No, the topic is that's my opinion.
Sure.
I want to hear yours. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying anybody's wrong. But I'm just saying things that should be a certain way. Like, for example, I wouldn't have any NFL games in London. Love that. I totally agree. Enough with the London games. They're stupid. There should still be an NHL team in Quebec. Okay, I am not going to die on that hill, but if that's what you feel, that's what you feel. So see, that's not me. That's him. That's him. That's their opinion.
I love this one, too. There at 97136, there should be marshmallows at Michigan Stadium. Those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, though? I mean, you've been to games there where you
Absolutely.
See the marshmallows being thrown.
Absolutely.
Too PC now for marshmallows.
Yeah. Every stadium's that way. No, they used to have them in Northwestern, too.
I used to get pelted with them. I didn't care.
Goose says every big NBA game should still have the John Tesh song. Totally agree. Totally. Round ball rock.
Round ball rock, man.
Basketball. It's I mean, that's exactly what it should be. Get rid of the NHL conference alignment, like the Wings in the East. Go back to the Norris Division era. Okay. Texas and Texas A&M should be in the same conference, or at least play each other in football every single year. TJ and Farmington. Okay, I'm with that completely.
Sure.
Eric says, please stop calling it a glitch. A glitch is an error in the coding that affects gameplay. This is simply an incorrect dialogue in the script.
Talk about an elitist.
That's a video game elitist. But he's right, and I did kind of correct myself. I did call it a glitch a couple times, but you're right. It's just that's just a script error.
But I think the people, the masses, will understand when you say it's a glitch.
A glitch.
You know,
it's a glitch. Let's go to Kevin in St. Clair Shores, 97, won the ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was calling about the remember the uniform? Well, they have uniform courts in the tournament now, the NCAA tournament. Remember the old court when, like, Charlotte had the turquoise and
– Yep.
ugly green. Like, I always thought that was cool, like the nostalgia that you knew what slot of games were played and you could, you know,
yeah,
like
played,
every court was unique.
If they played in Boston, Kevin, at the old garden, they'd have the parquet floor.
Kevin, you've welcome to the church. Have a seat in one of our pews. The sermon will begin momentarily. You have walked into the church of Jamie and Greg. Greg Hargrave and I have long believed that the moment the NCAA went away from the unique courts to the homogeneous uniform courts, it took a lot away from the NCAA tournament. Totally agree.
Lost a little bit of its character.
It did. It did. And it's funny you mentioned Boston, because even last year, one of the regional finals was in Boston. And in years past, they had at least used the parquet, but put the NCAA logos on it. This year, they didn't even do that. It was just a straight, normal floor in Boston Garden or TD Waterhouse or whatever the hell they call it. And I thought that was abysmal.
I've got a question. And I understand uniformity. But there was no advantage for teams playing in a site that had a unique court. What was the NCAA's reasoning?
Greg, want to take this one? Or you want me to take this one?
It was the reasoning. Well, I don't think that they want to have an NBA like association with the, with the floor, with
the signage
basketball.
On the floor.
No, why they got to the uniform courts. Is because they used to just put the sticker, the NCAA sticker, in the
middle. That's right. That's right.
And during I think it was a Sunday game.
That's right.
A lot of Carolina players were like slipping on that center course logo. And Roy Williams made it a point to point to Jim Nance and whoever else he was doing the game with and say, this is why this is happening because of these stickers.
They can't create. We're 2018. We put a man on the moon. We can't do any better technology.
It's amazing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.